The Inexplicable Dumb Show presents Quiet Please. Quiet Please.
Quiet Please for Tonight, written and directed by Willis Cooper and featuring John Malden, is called The Big Box.
No, I wouldn't have taken the rig out if it hadn't been for Kavanaugh. That's what gets me down, see? I only took it out on account of Kavanaugh, and now look.
You knew Kavanaugh before, eh?
Sure I know him. Kavanaugh is one of my best friends.
Where'd you know him?
Well, I met him when I was pushing the rig for Jack Strubing back between San Francisco and Salt Lake back in 37, 38... And then 4 or 5 years, we both of us was on a transcontinental run, New York to L.A., one of those big diesel jobs, and we got pretty well acquainted.
I suppose.
Matter of fact, one of the reasons we were such good pals, I guess, was I pulled him out of a thing once, you know?
What kind of a thing?
Well, I turned this 14-wheeler over about 6 miles south of Dwight, Illinois, on 66, and... Kavanaugh was asleep in a box.
What box? I don't know anything about trucks, bud.
Oh, well, you know, there's a box behind the cab with a bunk in it. One guy sleeps while the other drives. See?
I get it.
Well, so I turned this job over, and Kavanaugh, he's pinned in the box, so I pulled him out, and he was pretty glad.
Guess a guy would be.
Anyways, he said, always said he'd save my life sometime.
Yeah?
Even if he had to come back from the dead, he said. Great guy, Kavanaugh. You sure you haven't heard anything new?
All we got on the wire was this smashed car and three fellas dead.
What could have become of Kavanaugh?
You go right back to the start of your story now, fella. We'll find Kavanaugh all right.
If I could do something to help, I mean, I could get me a car and go back there.
The Rangers are out, son. Besides, you're kind of under arrest, see?
But I didn't kill those people.
You're a material witness, son. And this here is a mighty funny story. I want to hear the rest of it.
Do you know Kavanaugh?
Pretty much everybody in Big Spring knew Kavanaugh, son. This is his hometown.
I know it. Well,
you don't mind if I make a note or two?
I don't care. Well, so, like I told you, I'm on this run Chicago to Dallas, see? I have me a one-day layover in Dallas, and then I pick up another big box.
Big box of what?
Well, trailer. That's what we call a trailer.
Oh.
So I'm down at the dispatcher's office yesterday afternoon, batting the breeze with a couple of guys I know, and wishing I had a beer, even if I had to drink Texas beer. And I hear the dispatcher hollering at me.
George! Why, George!
And I say, yeah? What do you want?
Come here a minute.
So I walk over to the window. What do you want? I said.
George, you want to take a rig west?
I'm going back to Chicago.
As a personal favor to me, George.
I don't owe you anything.
Okay, be a jerk. Look, for a bonus.
I want to go to Chicago. I got a girl.
This is only an overnight hop, George.
No.
Down to Big Spring.
You got a lot of other jockeys around here. Why pick on me?
We haven't got a man to take this one, George. I thought maybe you would and pull me out of a jam.
I'll do pretty near anything for dough, but...
Just overnight. You can come back on the bus tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I'll be on my way to the Shy.
Listen, George.
Nah.
$50 in it for you.
Nah.
George, listen. I gotta get this rig to Big Spring.
Why don't you drive it? Who's the regular driver?
Kavanaugh.
What Kavanaugh?
Burt Kavanaugh. You know him?
Tall, heavy set, red hair, got a scar on his forehead?
Yeah.
What's the matter with Kavanaugh? He's sick.
You want to take his rig out?
Where is he?
Big Springs is hometown.
Well, you know, Kavanaugh's one of my best pals. Why, when we was pushing a diesel rig out of San Francisco for Jack Strubing in the old days, will he be in Big Spring?
Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
Why, sure he'll be there. Sure, George.
It's a deal. Where's the rig?
The big red one there by the pumps. See?
I get a helper?
You don't need a helper.
Well, I don't know the road any too well. I haven't been over it in years, not since Kavanaugh and I used to...
All you gotta do is stay right on 80, all the way in. Stay on the left fork of Weatherford.
I know. And the other one goes through Mineral Wells and all over Texas till it comes back at Abilene.
You remember all right.
I get old Kavanaugh. Well, I haven't seen him since before the war.
Yeah, well, here's your manifest.
What you got it sealed up for?
Don't open it.
What am I hauling?
Never mind.
Listen.
Look, George, you agreed to take the load. Now, go on and don't give me an argument. You want the $50 now?
Yeah, keep the $50. I'm doing this for Kavanaugh.
Well...
Seeing that ugly mug of his will be bonus enough, kid. And where do I put the box when I get there?
Our place is right off the main drag, George, where you see the Oldsmobile sign.
Okay, yeah, I think I know.
To the left.
Yeah, well... Where will I find Kavanaugh when I get there?
What? Why, Kavanaugh will be there at the place when you get there.
You sure?
I can make you a promise, George. You get there, Kavanaugh will be there.
And so I said okay. And as I started to walk away, I thought I heard some say something.
Because that's the way Kavanaugh's gonna get there.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything, George.
I thought you said something about Kavanaugh getting there.
I didn't say a word.
Well, so I think to myself I'm hearing things, and I walk out to the yard and over to the big red box. There's this grease monkey there, and I say, "Sign me out, Buster," and he gives me the eye.
"You gonna push Kavanaugh's rig, George?"
And I said, "You got any objection?" And he just hands me the book to sign.
"You can have it, George."
And I said, "Look, you trying to tell me something?" And he just stood there, shook his head. I said, "Well then, get out of my road." And I climbed into the cab and wound her up.
Well?
Huh?
Go on.
Well, so I head west. It's about 6:30 when I leave Dallas. And I make the 33 miles through the Fort Worth city limits in about an hour. And then I go towards Weatherford, and I make Weatherford about 9 o'clock, and I think, I can stand a cup of java and maybe slice one of them Weatherford watermelons. So, you know, I pull out a place just to the side of the square where I see a couple diesel jobs standing. And I go in, and I have me a slab of watermelon and 2-3 cups of coffee. And it's pretty dark when I come out, and the diesel guy tells me about a wreck about up ahead there, Brad, where a couple of boys missed a turn off 16 coming down from Mineral Wells. Laid themselves and their jalopy out like blueprint all over the road. So I says, "Thanks," and I'm off again. So I'm off again, and I will say that Kavanaugh sure has a way with the grease monkeys. Now, this big old box is rolling like a Katy flyer, and the moon's just coming up, and I'm feeling pretty good. You're figuring I'm going to see my boy, Kavanaugh, in the morning, and it's going to be a thing after not seeing the boy for 6-7 years, and I'm whistling away happy as a peanut roaster and doing a very pretty 50. And it's no time at all when I see the flares on the road where the wreck was. So I slow down, I crawl along, and them diesel guys wasn't kidding. There were pieces of that jalopy spread out over half an acre. Some officious jerk, waved me down. So I pulled up and hopped out. There was a single lane in the traffic. So, I had to wait a few minutes. And finally, the guy gave me the highball. And I climbed back in and eased her over into the bottom corner and kind of squeeged along, you know. You know, it's dark in the cab, and I was watching out pretty careful so I wouldn't sideswipe somebody's Model T. And it wasn't until I was past the last pair of headlights that I came to.
What do you mean, come to?
There was somebody in the cab with me.
There was, huh?
Sure. It was Kavanaugh.
You recognized him?
Sure. I switched the cab lights on.
Couldn't have been mistaken.
Listen, officer, I know Kavanaugh better than anybody does. Sure it was Kavanaugh.
What'd you do?
Well, I wasn't going to let him have a laugh on me. I turned the lights back off, and I said I knew that's what was said.
What was said?
What the dispatcher said when I left the office. Thought she said that's the way Kavanaugh's gonna get there.
That's the way Kavanaugh's gonna get there.
And what'd Kavanaugh say?
He just laughed.
Still pretty hard to fool you, isn't it, George?
You son of a gun.
How are you, George?
I'm swell. How are you?
Well, I'm here.
You know, it's been a long time since I heard from you. I never knew what became of you when I went in the army.
I've been here quite a while now.
Well, that was pretty slick.
What?
Putting the dispatcher up to talking to me into pushing your rig back down to Big Spring and you come along with me. And I owe you a drink.
Yeah.
Where was you?
In the box.
Well, you old son of a gun. That sure is one on me. That sure is. Say, tomorrow we'll, Say, what kind of town is Big Spring, Kavanaugh?
It's a nice place.
Been making the run down there for quite a while?
Yeah, quite a while, Judge.
Oh, good fun. Good fun, huh? Coming back to the old hometown.
Yeah, sure is. This time, I'm gonna stay.
You are? How come?
I'm done trucking.
No kidding. Well, that's swell. That really... This really your last trip?
Yep. Yep. Last time down the big road, boy.
That's swell. You glad?
Yeah, well...
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking about getting out of it sometimes, too. I don't know. Have you got married?
No. I was going to.
But... Yeah, sure. Yeah, I know. I know. I got a girl in Chicago, and she wants to get married, but I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I'll never get married, George.
You can't tell, boy. Say, you know this is swell seeing you? Even if it does have to be your last trip.
I don't know anybody I'd rather take it with, George.
Yeah, me too.
I'll never forget how you pulled me out of that thing up there in Illinois that time.
It was the least I could do after I turned this over.
I always wanted a chance to save your life, kid.
Well, if I get in a jam tonight, there's your chance. I mean, I haven't been along this road in a long time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking of that, George.
You couldn't be mistaken, George.
Listen, how could I be? I told you about the thing when I pulled him out of the box there on 66. He talked about it. How would anybody else know?
Yeah, you got something there, but...
But what?
Go on.
I just...
Did you keep on talking to him?
Well, sure.
And he talked to you?
Certainly he did.
I mean, you recognized his voice, all right?
I couldn't miss it. What are you driving at?
I was just figuring.
You figure it was somebody else.
Well...
It wasn't. It was Kavanaugh.
Well, go on.
Well, we kept right on rolling. You know that road.
US 80?
Yeah.
Sure, why?
Ain't there a lot of traffic on it usually?
Right smart.
Huh?
Quite a lot. Why?
It wasn't last night.
Wasn't?
Practically none at all. No trucks, just a few passenger cars, nobody coming this way.
That's funny.
I thought it was. I mentioned it to Kavanaugh.
What'd he say?
Nothing.
That's sure funny, George.
Well, after the moon went under a cloud, kind of, it got darker than the inside of a coffin.
Who said that?
Who said what?
I mean, did you think of that, or did Kavanaugh?
Gee, I don't know. I guess it was me. No, it was Kavanaugh. Yeah, I remember. I said, it's awful dark. And Kavanaugh said, dark as the inside of a coffin.
Dark as the inside of a coffin.
Go on.
That sure is a lonesome stretch of road. All the little towns was dark. Didn't see a light for a long, long time. And then we saw a little place alongside the road, and there was a red neon sign on, and Kavanaugh said, pull up a minute.
Where was that, George?
Oh, let's see. It's about halfway between Eastland and Cisco. You know the curve just before you pass the fish hatchery?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little place on the right side of the road coming this way. A new place, I guess. At least it wasn't there when I used to drive this way.
What was the name of the place?
Some girl's name. Edwina's place? Edwina, yeah, that's it. Funny name. Big neon sign. You know the place?
I used to know it, yes.
Well, so we pulled up and Kavanaugh said, sit there a minute to me. And he got down. I was going to come along and have some coffee, but he said, no, they're closed. And anyway, I just want to talk to Edwina a minute. So I sort of laughed and said, go ahead.
Yeah? Did you see this, Edwina?
Well, I could see somebody moving around inside. They just had a couple of little nightlights on, see, and the door opened and she came out.
You did see her then?
Well, I figured that this was Kavanaugh's private business and, you know, I wouldn't want somebody staring at me, you know.
Well, yeah, but did you see her?
Yeah, I saw her.
Go on.
Well, I sat there and I smoked a cigarette and I could see they was talking, standing there in the neon light, and I could kind of hear Kavanaugh, but I couldn't hear her.
Yeah?
What?
I said, yeah.
Well, I guess it was 5 minutes, maybe, when Kavanaugh climbed back in the cab. And I rolled away slow, getting back on the road, and he was hanging out the window, kind of, you know, waving at her. And as we pulled away, I could see her in the mirror, waving back at him.
You could see her?
Certainly I could see her. Am I blind? She was standing there in that red light, and it looked just as if the place was on fire behind her. What's the matter with you?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Was that the girl Kavanaugh was going to marry?
Yes, that was the girl.
You know, I had an idea it was.
Yes, that was the girl.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Say this was between Eastland and Cisco.
That's right.
That's the place.
What's the matter with you?
Well, George, I'll tell you. Edwina built that place about a year and a half ago.
I knew I'd never seen it before.
Yeah, and she and Kavanaugh were in love. He used to stop there every trip, naturally.
Sure.
They planned to get married last month.
What happened?
Well, the place burned down a week before the wedding date, George.
What?
And Edwina was burned to death in the fire.
I know I saw her. I know I saw her. I saw Kavanaugh standing there with his arms around her.
I won't argue with you, George.
Maybe I fell asleep while Kavanaugh was out of the cab.
Maybe.
No, but I saw the neon sign. I couldn't dream that.
If you could dream the rest of it, you could dream that, George.
Maybe I dreamed Kavanaugh, too.
I don't think you did.
No, I know I didn't. He was in that cab with me all the way from where I stopped there at Strawn. Why didn't he say something?
Did you ask him?
No.
Well?
Well, but where did he go? What happened to me last night?
You killed 3 men.
I didn't! I tell you, I didn't do it!
Well, suppose you tell me just what did happen, George.
You don't believe anything I'm telling you.
I didn't say that.
Well, do you? Do you believe Kavanaugh was with me last night?
That I believe.
What do you think happened to him? You think I killed him? Do you?
No, George.
Well, where is he? I mean, do you know?
I'll tell you later.
Where?
We'll see.
Listen, I'm just about going nuts on this thing.
So, you left the place.
Yeah. Kavanaugh didn't say anything for a long time.
He was there, though.
He was smoking a cigarette. I could see him. I'll tell you how I can prove he was there. Look, see here, I smoke Pall Malls.
Yeah.
Kavanaugh always smoked Territons, and he always tore the cork tips off them. He didn't like cork tips.
I know that.
Well, I bet you'll find 3 or 4 cork tips on the floor of the cab.
We found them.
You see?
Go on with your story, George.
Yeah, we rode along for a long time. I didn't want to say anything. I figured he was thinking about the girl and, well, you know. We went through Abilene and on through Sweetwater. Still, he didn't say a word. I got to wondering about gas, so finally I turned to him. I said, hey, Kavanaugh.
What, Judge?
How's this baby on gas? We need to stop for some, you suppose?
Ah, we got enough to make Big Spring. Manuel filled the tanks, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got enough.
Okay.
Want me to spell you a while?
No, I'm all right. We can't have much of a load tonight, way we're rolling.
Yeah.
Dispatcher was awful funny about what's back there in the big box. Hand me the manifest all sealed up.
You don't know what's back there?
No, do you?
Sure.
What? Well, it must be awful valuable.
Was once.
Well, what is it?
You'll find out.
What's the idea?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Don't you trust the guy?
Hey, cut it out, George.
Yeah, well, nuts to you if you don't want to tell me.
Don't nag a guy on his last trip, George.
Okay, it's none of my business. You know, I hate to hear you talk about the last trip stuff, Kavanaugh.
Hey, everybody's got to make his last trip, Judge. It's a good break I get to make it with my old pal.
Wish I'd known before you was down here.
Yeah, so do I. I'll be in Big Spring a long time, George. You can come and visit me.
I sure will.
You do that, George. Don't forget.
You kidding? I'll be there.
You're a good pal.
Hey, do I see a flashlight down the road?
Something.
More inspectors, I suppose. Jeez, the way these guys pick on a truck. Axle inspector, lights inspector, plant inspectors. Yeah, nothing to do but stop. So I look out, and there's this car right across the road. And three men. Standing there in my headlights, and each one of them's got a shotgun. I open the cab door, and the nearest fella motions with his shotgun.
Okay, bud, climb down.
So, I climb down. I don't know what these inspectors are doing with shotguns, but I take no chances. I'm on the ground in a hurry, without waiting for Kavanaugh, and believe me, I've got my hands way up, and I don't say a word, and a guy prods me with the shotgun.
You hauling the silk?
And I said, the what?
The silk.
And I say, I don't know what's in that truck, mister. And he laughs. And all of a sudden I get the idea. These guys ain't inspectors at all. This is a hijacking. And that's why the dispatcher was so cagey about the cargo. Silk. Well, silk's been coming in from Japan lately. I read it somewhere. But I didn't get much of a chance to do any more thinking.
Where's your helper?
And I look up through the open door of the cab, and the cab's empty. And I get it. Good old Kavanaugh. He climbed back into the box, I figured. And if I knew Kavanaugh, there'd be a gun in there. Maybe Kavanaugh was going to get that chance to save my life after all. And the guy poked me with the shotgun again.
Where's your helper, I said.
I haven't got any helper.
Keep your guns on him, lads. I'm going to have a look in that cab.
And the guns of the two others swung around on me from the front of the truck. And as he started to cross between it and the car to climb up to the opposite side, I glanced up again into the cab, and it was empty. And suddenly, that big old truck started to move, and there was nobody behind the wheel. Now, all three of them were trapped against their car, and they bumped against each other as they tried to dodge, but they were too late. The 17 tons of that truck and trailer was leaping at them like some monster out of a nightmare. And the running board smacked me to the ground, and I heard one last scream at Kavanaugh's truck, and a horrible roaring and grinding of gears crashed down on them.
Gone, George.
Well, that's all. When I came to, the highway patrol car was there, and the truck was standing alongside the road, beyond what was left of the car and the three men, and Kavanaugh was gone.
Mm-hmm, that's what you told the boys.
Well, you know they wouldn't let me look for him.
Yes, I know.
And they brought me in here.
Yes.
And that's the whole story. Now, are you going to get out of here and find my buddy?
No, George. We know where he is.
What? Where?
They're unloading your truck across the street there.
And I walked to the window. And they had the big doors in the back of the big box open, and six men were carrying something out. You know. Yes, a coffin. Kavanaugh's coffin. Kavanaugh had ridden with me last night on his last ride. That's why the other drivers wouldn't take the run. They're superstitious fools. Or am I the one that's superstitious? Kavanaugh rode the big box with me.
You have listened to Quiet, Please, which was written and directed by Willis Cooper. George, the man who talked to you, was John Malden.
And Brad Oxnam played Kavanaugh, the policeman, and the hijacker. Tara Malden played the dispatcher. The music for Quiet Please is composed by Jim Perazzo, our organist. Except, of course, for the theme of Quiet Please, which is Mr. Perazzo's own arrangement of themes from the second movement of the César Franck Symphony in D minor. And now for a word about next week's Quiet Please, here is our writer-director, Willis Cooper.
Next week, we'll have a story called Be a Good Dog, Darling. It's about three women, two dogs, and one man who get their lives all mixed up.
And so, until next week at this time, I'm quietly yours, John Malden.
Quiet Please comes to you from the interwebs.
This is the IDS, the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
Whether you're stuck in the ground or placed in a crypt, don't have to hang around, we'll get you there quick. River Styx shipped.
Friends, are you recently departed? Not sure what's next in your next life? You won't have to spend purgatory waiting for your travel plans. We can get you to your great beyond, whether it's up or down, with River Styx Express Shipping. River Styx Shipping. Farriers forever.
Whether you're stuck in the ground or placed in a crypt, don't have to hang around, we'll get you there quick. River Styx shipped.
Member Underworld Merchant Market.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the hosting donations accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Pop Alternative Media.